Section 7. Get help paying your health and prescription drug costs, pages 83-88. What if I need help paying my Medicare prescription drug costs? If you have limited income and resources, you may qualify for help to pay for some healthcare and prescription drug costs. Extra Help is a Medicare program to help people with limited income and resources pay Medicare prescription drug costs. You may qualify for extra help if your yearly income and resources are below these limits in 2019. Single person. Yearly income, less than $18,735 per year. Other resources, less than $14,390 per year. Married person living with a spouse and no other dependents. Yearly income, less than $25,365. Other resources, less than $28,720 per year. These amounts may change in 2020. You may qualify even if you have a higher income, like if you still work, live in Alaska or Hawaii, or have dependents living with you. Resources include money in a checking or savings account, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and individual retirement accounts, IRAs. Resources don't include your home, car, household items, burial plot, up to $1,500 for burial expenses, per person, or life insurance policies. If you qualify for extra help and join a Medicare drug plan, you'll get help paying your Medicare drug plan's costs. Have no late enrollment penalty. Note, extra help isn't available in Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, the Northern Mariana Islands, or American Samoa. See page 88 for information about programs that are available in those areas. Note, definitions of blue words are on pages 113 through 116. Most people with Medicare can only make changes to their drug coverage certain times of the year. If you newly get, lose, or have a change in your Medicaid or extra help status, you may get a special enrollment period to change drug plans. Check with your plan for more information. You automatically qualify for extra help if you have Medicare and meet any of these conditions. You have full Medicaid coverage. You get help from your state Medicaid program paying your Part B premiums in a Medicare savings program. See pages 86 through 87. You get Supplemental Security Income, SSI, benefits. To let you know you automatically qualify for extra help, Medicare will mail you a purple letter that you should keep for your records. You don't need to apply for extra help if you get this letter. If you aren't already in a Medicare drug plan, you must join one to use this extra help. If you're not enrolled in a Medicare drug plan, Medicare may enroll you in one so that you'll be able to use the extra help. If Medicare enrolls you in a plan, you'll get a yellow or green letter letting you know when your coverage begins, and you'll have a special enrollment period to change plans. Different plans cover different drugs. Check to see if the plan you're enrolled in covers the drugs you use, and if you can go to the pharmacies you want. Visit medicare.gov/plan-compare or call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227, to compare it with other plans in your area. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. If you have Medicaid and live in certain institutions, like a nursing home, or get home and community-based services, you pay nothing for your covered prescription drugs. If you don't want to join a Medicare drug plan, for example, because you want only your employer or union coverage, call the plan listed in your letter, or call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. Tell them you don't want to be in a Medicare drug plan. You want to opt out. If you continue to qualify for extra help or if your employer or union coverage is creditable prescription drug coverage, You won't have to pay a penalty if you join later. Important: if you have employer or union coverage and you join a Medicare drug plan, you may lose your employer or union coverage for you and your dependents, even if you qualify for extra help. Call your employer's benefits administrator before you join the Medicare drug plan. Drug costs in 2020 for people who qualify will be no more than $3.60 for each generic drug and $8.95 for each brand name drug. Look on the extra help letters you get, or contact your plan to find out your exact costs. If you didn't automatically qualify for extra help, you can apply anytime. Visit socialsecurity.gov/I-1020 to apply online. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213. TTY users can call 1-800-325-0778. Note: when you apply for extra help, you also can start your application process for the Medicare Savings Programs. These state programs provide help with other Medicare costs. Social Security will send information to your state unless you tell them not to on the Extra Help application. To get answers to your questions about extra help and help choosing a drug plan, call your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. See pages 109 through 112 for the phone number. You can also call 1-800-MEDICARE. What if I need help paying my Medicare health care costs? Medicare Savings Programs. If you have limited income and resources, you may be able to get help from your state to pay your Medicare costs if you meet certain conditions. There are four kinds of Medicare Savings Programs. 1. Qualified Medicare Beneficiary, QMB, program. If you're eligible, the QMB program helps pay for Part A and or Part B premiums. In addition, Medicare providers aren't allowed to bill you for services and items Medicare covers, including deductibles, coinsurance, and co-payments, except outpatient prescription drugs. If you get a bill for these charges, tell your provider or the debt collector that you're in the QMB program and can't be charged for Medicare deductibles, coinsurance, and co-payments. If you've already made payments on a bill for services and items Medicare covers, you have the right to a refund. Note: to make sure your provider knows you're in the QMB program, show both your Medicare and Medicaid or QMB card each time you get care. You can also give your provider a copy of your Medicare Summary Notice, MSN. Your MSN will show you're in the QMB program and shouldn't be billed. Log into your MyMedicare.gov account at any time to view your MSN or sign up to get your MSNs electronically. If your provider won't stop billing you, call us at 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. We can confirm that you're in the QMB program. We can also ask your provider to stop billing you and refund any payments you've already made. 2. Specified Low-Income Medicare Beneficiary, SLMB, program, helps pay Part B premiums only. 3. Qualifying Individual, QI, program, helps pay Part B premiums only. Funding for QI benefits is limited, and the applications are granted on a first-come, first-served basis. 4. Qualified Disabled and Working Individuals, QDWI, program, helps pay Part A premiums only. You may qualify for this program if you have a disability and are working. If you qualify for a QMB, SLMB, or QI program, you automatically qualify to get extra help paying for Medicare prescription drug coverage. See pages 83 through 85. Important: the names of these programs and how they work may vary by state. Medicare savings programs aren't available in Puerto Rico or the U.S. Virgin Islands. How do I qualify? In most cases, to qualify for a Medicare savings program, you must have income and resources below a certain limit. States have different limits and ways of counting your income and resources, so you should check with your state Medicaid office to see if you qualify. For more information, call or visit your Medicaid office, state medical assistance office, and ask for information about Medicare savings programs. To get the phone number for your state, visit medicare.gov/contacts. You can also call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. Contact your state Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. See pages 109 through 112 for the phone number. Medicaid. Medicaid is a joint federal and state program that helps pay health care costs if you have limited income and resources and meet other requirements. Some people qualify for both Medicare and Medicaid. What does Medicaid cover? If you have Medicare and full Medicaid coverage, most of your health care costs are covered. You can get your Medicare coverage through Original Medicare or a Medicare Advantage plan. If you have Medicare and/or full Medicaid coverage, Medicare covers your Part D prescription drugs. Medicaid may still cover some drugs that Medicare doesn't cover. People with Medicaid may get coverage for services that Medicare doesn't cover or only partially covers, like nursing home care, personal care, transportation to medical services, home and community-based services, and dental, vision, and hearing services. How do I qualify? Medicaid programs vary from state to state. They may also have different names, like medical assistance or Medi-Cal. Each state has different income and resource requirements. In most cases, you need to be enrolled in Medicare, if eligible, to get Medicaid. Call your Medicaid office for more information and to see if you qualify. Visit medicare.gov/contacts or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Demonstration plans for people who have both Medicare and Medicaid. Medicare is working with some states and health plans to offer demonstration plans for certain people who have both Medicare and Medicaid, called Medicare-Medicaid plans. If you're interested in joining a Medicare-Medicaid plan, visit medicare.gov/plan-compare to see if one is available in your area and if you qualify. State Pharmacy Assistance Programs, SPAPs. Many states have SPAPs that help certain people pay for prescription drugs based on financial need, age, or medical condition. To find out if there's an SPAP in your state and how it works, call your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. See pages 109 through 112 for the phone number. Pharmaceutical Assistance Programs, also called Patient Assistance Programs. Many major drug manufacturers offer assistance programs for people with Medicare drug coverage who meet certain requirements. Visit medicare.gov/pharmaceutical-assistance-program to learn more about pharmaceutical assistance programs. Programs of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly, PACE. PACE is a Medicare and Medicaid program offered in many states that allows people who need a nursing home level of care to remain in the community. See page 68 for more information. Supplemental Security Income, SSI, benefits. SSI is a cash benefit paid by Social Security to people with limited income and resources who are blind, 65 or older, or have a disability. SSI benefits aren't the same as Social Security retirement benefits. You may be able to get both SSI benefits and Social Security benefits at the same time if your Social Security benefit is less than the SSI benefit amount due to a limited work history, a history of low-wage work, or both. If you're eligible for SSI, you automatically qualify for extra help and are usually eligible for Medicaid. You can visit benefits.gov/SSA and use the Benefit Eligibility Screening Tool to find out if you're eligible for SSI or other benefits. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or contact your local Social Security office for more information. TTY users can call 1 800-325-0778. Note: People who live in Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, or American Samoa can't get SSI. Programs for people who live in the U.S. territories. There are programs in Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam, the Northern Mariana Islands, and American Samoa to help people with limited income and resources pay their Medicare costs. Programs vary in these areas. Call your Medicaid office, state medical assistance office, to learn more. Visit medicare.gov/contacts or call 1-800-MEDICARE 1-800-633-4227 to get the phone number. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048.